Well, everybody's excited about Galaxy's Edge, the big Star Wars
I'll be excited in about 3 years.
This is where it gets obnoxious, is everybody gets excited. Of course, everybody wants to go. It's going to be amazing. You've seen the like the preview of the one in California. Ours is going to be, if you stand on over in Toy Story, over in Hollywood Studios,
yeah,
up in Toy Story, you could see into Star Wars Land, right? Because they still have the fence up. It's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they do everything perfectly over there. However, originally, you were going to be able to dress up as a stormtrooper or Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Vader or Princess Leia and walk through Star Wars Land. This is like a cult following, this type of thing. Now they're saying, nope, can't do it. No dressing up. We need to be able to distinguish between guests and people that work there.
I thought that was supposed to be the fun part of it, is that everybody has to dress up and do the thing.
Dude, that is the fun part of it, and they're taking that fun part of it out of there because of their legal concerns, you know. Believe me, they're always trying to save money on, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
come on!
Also prohibited are masks, face paint, elaborate headwear.
Don't they have face painting station? No, that's just that the...
I thought, like, little kids, who doesn't want a stormtrooper painted on their
face? Kids can dress up.
Oh, kids can dress up.
Yeah, I think you have to be under like 13 or 14.
Oh, there
eight,
it is. 14. Under the age of 14 can dress in costumes, but anyone older has to follow the guidelines.
Even if you're 14 now, you're going to be 20-something by the time you're able to go to this place.
These are all lawyer. Man, we're going to have lawyer land where we can go in there with a bat.
Carry briefcases with you.
No, it's just this is all about saving money.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, so we're sorry, and we know you want to dress up, and
let the heat flow through you.
People have been looking forward to this, and it's going to be great, so we're really sorry that
they
you can't
did hire
dress
a professional
up.
Apologist,
oh,
though.
Good.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Disney's Star Wars Park. I'd like to sincerely apologize for not allowing Star Wars fans to dress up as their favorite characters. I know you want nothing more than to visit the Millennium Falcon on a hot summer day, suffocating in a full-body Chewbacca costume. And I'm sorry, but you understand because you're an adult, right? An adult who dresses up like robots and Muppets. But don't worry, you can always wear your costumes when you snuggle up for bedtime. In your parents' basements. Apologetically yours, Disney's Star Wars Park.